Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We've been learning the Tosfos in Bava Basra and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And we saw the kasha of Tosfos. Why does the Mishnah have to say, Lefichach, therefore, since they can force each other to build? So Memela, if the wall falls, the wall of the partners falls, so the stones belong to both of them. Even if they wouldn't force each other to build, wouldn't be able to force each other to build, we would still split it up because we don't know who it belongs to. Already Beis Din has such a suffix, who it belongs to. We would have split it up even before it fell. So why does the Gemara have to come on? Why does the Mishnah have to come on? The Lefikach. That is the Kasha of Tosfos. We discussed that some length in the last year. Now we get to the Kasha, the Teretz. On the Teretz Rabbeinu Yitzchok in the middle of Tosfos, אומרים תוספות שהקושייה שלנו זוהי קושיית הגמרא לאלן, הגמרא מקשה. And what it says in the Mishnah, that if nafal ha-koisel, they split it up, the avon and the makom. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? Does it doch poshut? That's the Gemara's kasha. Rashi explains that even without the din that's written at the beginning of the Mishnah, that the shutfin build the wall baal korchum, the din should be shiachlaku b'koisel v'acher nefilasa. They should split up the koisel, and even if it fell into the rishus of one of the shutfim, the din should be shiachlaku. So that's the last part's the addition of Tosfos. That's not what Rashi says. This is sad. V'afil enafel rishus etechad minay, and even if it fell into one of their rishus. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, even without the lefikach, even if the din wasn't that they could force each other, still, what should we say? We should say achloku. Like we proved the gabei bika, from there we see, from the previous year we saw, that if there's no chazis, lo lezeh, ve lo lezeh, you don't have a siman on either side that this wall belongs to either one of them. So the din should be achloku, even if it falls into the rishus of one of the shutfim. So you know we're talking about a case where it fell into the rishus of one of them. אפל פיחן חוקים הם באבנים שלו לכך שמתחילה הם יכולים לכפות זה את זה לבנות את הכותל ביניהם. הייתה מועילה חזקתו של השותף של רשותו נפלו האבנים שכיוון שאבנים שעו זמן ארוך ברשותו הוא נאמן לטון אני בניתי את כל הכותל בלי השותף. כיוון שיש לו מיגו שיכול לטון שבאמת שניהם בנו את הכותל. אלא שהוא קנה משותפו את האבנים שבחלקו, והיה נאמן לטון שהוא קנה את חלקו של שותפו, כיוון שמוכח כהן, בכך ששאו אבנים ברשותו לאורך זמן. זאת אומרת, that Tosfos here, answer, it explains Tosfos the Gemara's answer. What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even if the stones fell into one of the rishus of one of the shutfin, the din is that Yechloku. So, parenthetically, Rebbe Elchanan in the Kovetz Shiurim in Ois Vav asks on the Teretz of the Rimi, Lashon HaGemara B'Tshuvasa. As what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is, we're talking about a case where the wall fell into the rishus of one of the guys. According to the Teretz of the Ri, the Makshin asked his Kasha even on such an instance. Just the Tartzin added that, as Tosis explains, that they were there, as they said in Hebrew, as they were there for a long time. Lashon HaTosfos, D'nafa l'rishusa d'chad minayu perush, v'sho b'rishusa harbei, and they were in the rishus for a long time. Mao the same, I might think, kevin d'sho b'rishusa harbei, nehimne shesu akula, I might think that since the stones were in his rishus for a long time, we should believe him that he made the whole wall, migudi b'aloyim ama, since he could have said, Lekachti yamimcha. He could have said, he bought, they both built the wall, but he bought it from his friend. And he would have been believed with that Miku. He could have said, I bought it, therefore he's believed to say he built it. But that's Rabbi Elchanan, that, again, according to the teretz of the kasha, the teretz doesn't answer the kasha of the ri. The kasha was, even if it fell into the wishes of one of them, he still shouldn't be able to keep it. Just the metaretz answered, שמדובר באופן שאבנים שאו זמן ארוך ברשות השותף. So Tosfos adds to the Gemara's teretz that they were for a long time in the rishus of the shutaf. The Gemara doesn't say that. So Tosfos is putting into the Gemara's words that the Gemara doesn't actually say. זו הקושייה של רב אלחונן. ורב אלחונן תירץ כשנאמר ששותפים אינם מקפידים זה על זה, לכן אין להם חזקה זה על זה, הגדר הוא שהם משילים את רשותם לשותף, כדי שיוכל להניח שם את ממונו. אם כן, מובן היטב שהמתרץ בגמרא נקט את הלשון שהקוטן נפל לרשות אחד, שמלשון זו מוכח, שמדובר ששור הרבה זמן ברשותו, שאם לא כן אין הרשות מוגדרת כרשות אחד מהם, כרשות שניהם של הרשות מושלת פה. הסביר רב אלחונן, that when we say that the shutfin aren't makbid on each other, which they're not, therefore they don't have a chazak on each other. So the gedder is that they're mashil, they're lending, they're rishus out to each other. And therefore when the stones fall, it never fell in his rishus. So when the Gemara says that the wall fell into one of their rishuyos, it must be, like Tosfos says, that it's talking about was there for a long time. Because if it wasn't there for a long time, then it's not mugdar that it's his rishus. Because it's like they lent out their rishuyos to each other. So that really is the teretz of the Gemara. Hakopanim, that's Tosfos's teretz. Tosfos's teretz is that it's somewhere where it stayed a long time in one guy's rishus, and he could believe to say that it's his wall that he built it, migu that he could have said, I bought it. So come out for my partner. So Kamash Malan, that no, that Lefikach, since we know that they can force each other to build a wall, Memela, we assume it belongs to both of them. Afilu, Ishanu Gemara be Mesechet Bav Metzia. Vaf Agav, Deamar Bereish Abayit Valiyah, Deshutfin Loikopi Adodi. Achamayir, Desho Yosef, Mechdei Regilus, Dotem Yishum Deshutfin in Loik Bidu Zal, Zal Oilam. So we have the Gemara and Abayis V'Aliyah that they're not makbid on each other. As shutaf shechzik b'chalko shel chavero in chazakato chazaka kevan sheshutafim. It's a Gemara b'kuftet zayin amud bet. We have the Abayis V'Aliyah shenaflu. So the fact that one of the guys has the avonim doesn't even make it his, because shutfin aren't makbid zel zeh. So that's Dafka when it wasn't in Israel just for a long time. It's just for a long time, and they are makbid. What, they're not going to be makbid forever? They are makbid. So the fact that it was in one guy's rishus for a long time, that guy wasn't merches, so then it must be that it belongs to him. So kama shmulon that it doesn't. Amshichim tosfot velo dami. You can't compare this legoidor estein lam chazaka to these tzon, these movable tzons, which are not. Where there's no chazaka. Anything that walks, animals that walk, you can't say a chazaka. In other words, if it's in my rishus, doesn't mean it's mine. Maybe they just walked into my rishus. So here also, the fact that they fell shouldn't prove anything. The fact that they fell into one guy's rishus, what does it prove? Godra say lam chazaka. So here also, ain't chazaka. So what's b'chal v'havim in it? That should belong to the guy into whose rishus it fell. No. There you don't know what it belongs to. But here, he shouldn't have left in his rishus for so long. So that's the kamash malan. So he's not believed, since both of them had the responsibility from the get-go. So to Migu b'makom Eidim, because we're made that he didn't make it himself. He didn't build the wall himself, one of the guys. So he could have forced his friend. Bika is different. She'ena shutafim, that they can't force each other to build a wall. The wall fell into the one of their rishuyos and was there for a long time. The shutaf is believed to say that he built the wall alone, meaning that he could have said that they both built it and he brought his friend's chelek. By Bika, he could have said that it's his because he has a migu, he could have said, I bought it, and the male is also believed to say that it's his. And he was the one who built it. V'hai shinuya, and then Tosus adds that this teretz, ain't a rel avon, this teretz is saying that it belongs to both of them, he's talking about the stones. Avon makom akoysel, loylo. Pshitze chol benoysel. It's pashit that the makom akoysel. They're splitting between them. There, of course, the makom belongs to both of them. I only mention the makom because we spoke about the avonim. Gevaldik. Okay, so Yitz Hashem, we have a lot to say about this Tosfos. We know that we will continue in the future, and we'll see new flows from Avos Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.